All right, a couple of things quickly. Jerry Bader, Show 925. I want to apologize to the listener who thought I was really upset with him for spoiling Person of Interest for me. I did watch it last night. I'm going to spoil it for everyone. So but I'm going to warn you. If you're a fan of Person of Interest, it's all over. Jason, you saw a story on it at Yahoo. So, I mean, it's not a big secret. But just in case somehow you didn't hear about what happens, I'm going to give a countdown. By Rush Limbaugh stole my countdown like this. He did one the other day. The 10, 9, 8, 7. Actually, he started at 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He did it really fast the way I did because he was talking about the horrible thing that Martin Bashir said about Sarah Palin. And he wanted to, you heard about that, right? Well, I'm not going to repeat it if you didn't hear it. So I'm going to do a spoiler alert countdown. If you watch Person of Interest and you haven't watched Tuesdays, you don't listen until about 9:30, okay? I don't normally like telling you to do that. 9:28-ish. 9:28-ish. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They had been promoting for weeks that one of the team gets killed. They killed officer, formerly detective, and then again Detective Carter. And they also revealed that Mr. Reese, John, has strong romantic feelings for her. And it looks like now he's going to be a basket case trying to avenge her death. Well, they had Fusco out there in the promos, and you knew they weren't going to kill him because one of the team loses. And you see Fusco bound to a chair. Well, you knew it wasn't him. They just added Shaw, so you knew it wasn't going to be her. So I figured it was Carter, Jaws Carter, and they did. Jason, I have to find the Yahoo story during the news to see what she's saying about it. I was really surprised, in a way, because they seem to be growing her role in the show. And I really I thought the actress was very, very good. I really did. And it really changes the dynamic of the show because they don't really now have they've got Shaw and they've got Fusco, who was always kind of second string in helping them out. I was kind of surprised that they went that way. And yeah, everyone who signed on to the project, everyone knew that anybody can die, which always elevates a show. All right, if you turn the radio down a little bit but can still kind of hear me, turn it back up now, because I'm going to talk about Russ Feingold. And if you've had it at regular volume the whole time, well, then I apologize for that. I've been telling you almost since the day that he lost to Ron Johnson that Russ Feingold was not particularly interested, actually, let me retract that, was not remotely interested in running for public office again. Feingold is now special envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Gannett Media sat down with him for an interview. He made it very clear to them he has no interest in pursuing a political career again. I'm not even thinking about it, he said in an interview Wednesday. My thoughts are about what I'm doing now. I know people think politicians just say that, but it's true. Well, I do think politicians just say that. Now, since the moment he lost to Ron Johnson, I told you that he was not even remotely interested in politics. I told you that recently I have come to believe that that has changed and that there's a high probability that Russ Feingold is interested in. Now, that doesn't mean he'll do it, but that there's a high probability that Russ Feingold is interested in challenging Ron Johnson for his old Senate seat in 2016. I will tell you that I don't know if Russ Feingold is going to do that. I will tell you I no longer believe what he told Gannett. I do not believe that he's not thinking about it. I believe he's thinking about it. I believe he's thinking about it quite strongly. There are signals that those around him believe he's thinking about it quite strongly. That doesn't mean he'll do it. But I can tell you, I knew that he wasn't running for governor in the recall. I knew that. And I knew that he wasn't going to run against Scott Walker in 2014. Trust me, he's not. And until recently, I didn't think he would ever run for his old Senate seat again. I have changed my opinion on that. And no, I do not take him at his word when he says he's not thinking about it. The nuclear option in D.C. and the racism nobody's talking about. Still to come, it's 9:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.